Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Kaireta hagion ton panuman. Yep, and that's Greek. And it means kaireta, rejoice. Hagion is holy, ton is of the panuman spirit. Pneumatic drill, panuman. Where we get the word. So the Spirit is the breath of God. Okay. Now, All Saints Day is what we're celebrating today. That's why I'm dressed up in the robe. It's a very important day. It's also known as All Hallows Day, Hallow Mass, and the Feast of All Saints, or the Solemnity of All Saints. Now, it's a Christian holiday celebrated in honor of all the saints, both known and unknown. Its intent is to celebrate all the saints, including those who do not or no longer are celebrated individually, either because the number of saints has become so great or because they were celebrated in groups after suffering martyrdom collectively. And we know that this feast started in the main church in Antioch, which was a very huge center of the early Christian church. Now, do Lutherans recognize the saints? Well, of course we do. I mean, how many of our churches are named after saints? St. Mark, St. Luke's. I was baptized at St. Timothy's. But we look at things a little bit different than the Roman Catholic Church does. Now, do we believe that we need to pray to the saints because we're not worthy to go to the three bosses? No. We can go to the source without a middleman. So why do we still recognize the saints? And that's a good question, I think. Well, first of all, I mentioned my baptism. And I was real lucky. I was baptized on September 5th, 1953, with two of my cousins. We all three of us were baptized at the same time. We're within, 4 months of each other in terms of being born. So we were baptized together. So it's pretty neat. After the baptism, the candidate is blessed with the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then the baptized is given a piece of material. It's a garment. You know, in many churches, you actually put on a white robe to be baptized in. Okay? And so that, or excuse me, a white garment. So that garment that we receive at the time of our baptism shows that we have had our sins forgiven, and that we have received that white garment of salvation. But our reading in Revelation today gives us something a little different. Now let me read this to you, starting in verse 13, if you want to look on with me. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" And I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne shall shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat." So, there's a stress put on the white robes in Revelation. Now, however, in Hebrews, Paul makes the connection between garments and salvation. And actually, right now, we don't know who wrote the book of Hebrews. I'm attributing it to Paul because he talks about it in other places. And this is Hebrews 1:10 through 14. "You, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain, and they will all wear out like a garment." All right, so we have robes, and now he's talking about garments. "Like a robe, you will roll them up. Like a garment, they will be changed." All right, so he's talking about both robes and garments in this reading. But you are the same, and you will have no end. And to which the angels hath he ever said, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet? Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who inherit salvation? All right, so like a garment, you will be changed during baptism, okay? And what a blessing this is for us. And I think that's why the apostles stressed baptism. Now, in this world, garments were worn underneath robes. So it's like your underwear, okay? It's the thing that's right next to your skin. The robes are what you put on top. Now, I think the biggest clue for us is in verse 14 of this. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. As Hebrews tells us, we are changed and we receive garments. But there is also a change for those who receive the robes of tribulation. Now, how many of you know what the word tribulation means? You know, it's one of those big Latin words. But I think a time of tribulation could be called a time of troubles. Okay? So when you face problems, you're facing tribulation. Well, many saints earned their renown during a deadly witness for Christ. For example, Santa Lucia, Saint Lucia, was burned at the stake for her witness for our Lord. And she's now venerated as the saint of life. Okay? So many of the saints gave their lives as part of their witness for Jesus. Do we know the names of everyone who selflessly served God with no expectation of any reward? No. But we know these people have served God since the beginning of the church, the unknowns. All Saint Day is a time that we honor those whose names are known only to God, and it's for their service to Him. Those we don't know, but who have received the robes that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and to be given to them for what they did in God's service. Well, I find this a real blessing when we labor for God. He knows our name and what we do for Him, even though our fellow man may not. We're never alone. Even though we might be physically alone, God is with us. He sees us and He purifies us, as our scripture said, as one of His own. I'd like to finish my message today with a text from our epistle lesson from 1 John. I really think that God is love, and He shares this love with us each and every day. Now, the last few weeks, we've sung an offering prayer that came out of the original Deutsche Messe of Luther, but it was in the TLH, and now I think it's important enough we put it here. It's that, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. So as I said earlier, that Spirit of God is the breath of God in making us a pure and worthy recipient of His love. Now, as John writes, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is it did not know Him. Beloved, I love that, beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. Remember, the Bible tells us that we are crucified with Him and we are also resurrected with Him. And since He is pure, we will be pure too. When we have the Spirit of God in us and Jesus is impure and paid for this purity on the cross of salvation. this is most certainly true. May this blessing of the Spirit of God bless all y'all who are the saints of the Lord.